Laudato Jesus Christus. This is the English program of Vatican Radio.
Hello and welcome to this edition of our English feature program. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Coming up today, we look ahead to Christmas Eve with one of our much-loved dramatizations of the story of our Messiah's birth in a humble stable in Bethlehem. But first, in the run-up to our celebration of Christmas, we traditionally run a series of messages from Christian leaders around the world. And we begin today's feature programme with a Christmas greeting from the head of the Anglican Communion and Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams.
What are the two best kinds of Christmas present? I think they're the ones where you say, it's just what I wanted, and the ones where you say, I could never have expected this. And the story of the first Christmas somehow manages to get both those reactions in. If you go to a carol service, you'll hear all those readings from the Old Testament that say, in effect, what we really want and long for is to know once and for all that God is with us and will turn our lives around and set us free. And that also say, you can trust God to give us what we most want and need. So when Jesus is born, people can say, this is exactly what we wanted, what we longed and prayed for. But at the same time, there's a huge sense of surprise. No one expected that God himself would come and live a human life with us and speak our language and share our sufferings and struggles. But that's what Christians say about Jesus. This really is the life of God translated into human terms. This is the love of God turned into the love and the practical compassion of a human being. We might have expected a message or even a great prophet delivering the message. But this is the life of God turned into human life, bringing God closer than ever to us. So when Christians say thank you to God for the gift of Christmas, what they're doing is saying both thanks for doing what you promised, thanks for giving us what we most wanted, and, perhaps more importantly, thanks for surprising us. Thanks for giving us a really new picture of you. Thanks for becoming one of us and understanding from the inside what it's like to be human. Thanks not only for giving, but for sharing with us. So, one last thought. If we want to show others what the love of God is like, we should remember that it needs to be sharing as well as giving, taking risks with and for other people. And perhaps they'll be surprised too, surprised by a love they'd never really imagined before. A very happy and blessed Christmas to all listeners to Vatican Radio.
My thanks there to the Archbishop of Canterbury and head of the Anglican Communion, Dr. Rowan Williams. And now we continue looking ahead to the celebration of Christmas with one of our seasonal dramatizations written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett. That Night in Bethlehem.
There you are, sirs. You'll taste no better wine in the whole of Bethlehem.
It better be good. That last lot we had in, where was it?
Don't. Hogwash, that was.
Will that be all, sirs?
Yes, yes. Oh, wait a minute. What about our mounts? Where's the innkeeper?
That's all right, sir. My husband's seeing to your horses.
Fresh hay, I hope.
Mom, where are you? Mom, can we go with Uncle Aaron?
Mom, the year's near her time.
Tonight. It's going to be tonight. And Uncle Aaron says I can help him.
I want to see too.
Children, children, hush a minute. One at a time. Now, Amos, what's all this about Uncle Aaron?
We were down in the town.
At the well.
Shh! I'm telling. At the well we were. There were a whole lot of people. We had to wait. And our turn had just come when...
Uncle Aaron arrived.
Be quiet, Rachel.
Go on, Amos.
He was very agitated. He said there was a whole caravan of people coming up the hill.
They're all coming here.
It's for the census. They'll have to wait quite a long time.
Oh, dear, what'll I do? I've got all the animals out still. What else did Uncle Aaron say? The ewe was in labor, did you say?
He said the ewe's going to have her lamb tonight. And so he's going to go to the other side of the hill because this side there'll be too many people around. And he said he'll need a hand. Oh, do say I can go with him, Mom.
And me. I want to go too. Can I, Mom?
We'll see. Now listen, children. It's going to be a busy night. You've got to help me. Rachel, run and tell Dad to put the ox in the old stable tonight. We'll need every bit of space there is. And Amos, you go and ask old Joshua if he can give us a load of hay. Heaven only knows how many animals we'll have to feed.
So, can I go with Uncle then?
Yes, all right, all right. But get a move on now and go and get the hay.
Can I go too then, Mum, please? I've never seen a little lamb born.
No, you must help me here.
Mum!
Well, we'll see later on, if there's a moon.
Hey, woman, cut the cackle there and bring us another jar of wine.
We've got big customers here.
Yes, sir. Off you go, children, quick. My husband will bring your wine, sirs. You must excuse me.
What a dump. What gave you the idea we could do business in this godforsaken place? I can't think.
Well, they call it the Bread House, Bethlehem.
Red Line, more likely. What do they live on, these people? There's not a theater, a bit of life, just sheep and goats.
You can't expect it to be like Jerusalem. After all, the food's not bad. The air is good.
Air? You can't live on air. Now, I know a little place in Jerusalem where the girls...
Gentlemen, you must excuse me. I was seeing to your horses.
They always told me a countryman will look to the needs of an animal before those of a man.
Oh, no, sir.
The wine, come on.
Here it is, sir. The very best. Is there anything else you require, gentlemen?
No.
Tell me, host. Have you heard that story of the innkeeper on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho?
No, sir, I haven't. What happened to him?
Nothing happened to him. But this Samaritan turned up one day carrying a wounded man in his arms. Yeah, seems this character had been beaten up by bandits. They say he was more dead than alive, bleeding all over the place. His clothes ripped to bits. Of course, they'd taken all he had.
And the Samaritan?
Yes, where does he come in?
The Samaritan? Well... he was just passing by. He saw him lying there, and, well, he stopped and poured wine and oil in the man's wounds, picked him up and put him on his camel and brought him to the nearest inn.
What a moving story. A good Samaritan.
Yeah, but you haven't heard the best bit. When he left the inn, the Samaritan gave money to the innkeeper to pay for the man's recovery.
He must have had too much sun.
And yet, you know... I have heard of folk that act that way.
Phooey. If you ask my opinion, he was a fool to bother. What did he get out of it?
Nothing, sure. And yet, you know, it keeps coming back to me what he did. And, well, maybe you'll think I'm crazy, but I believe he did something wonderful. If we were all to act like that...
Listen, old chap. If we were all to act like that, we'd be in the poorhouse. Every man for himself, I say, and let the other folk take care of themselves.
I suppose you're right. What do you think, host?
Well, sure. If a man doesn't look out for himself, other people will trample on him. But I was up in Jerusalem once, and I heard an old fellow talking in the temple. Simeon, I think they called him.
Oh, I know him. A madman if ever there was one. He says he's going to see the Messiah before he dies. Fat chance he's got of that. He's nearly 90.
He says that when this Messiah comes, he'll be very different from what we're expecting. He says we're going to have to change a lot of our ideas. He says...
Daddy, where are you, Daddy?
Shh.
Just a minute, children. Oh, Salome, Dinah.
Well, host, we'll leave you to your lively family. Time we had a bit of shut-eye.
Oh, yeah. That wine sure sends you off.
You know where to go.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I hope you'll be
Daddy,
comfortable.
I hope there'll be no food.
Dad, do listen.
Hush, dear.
Come on, then. What's it all about?
Oh, Dad, you should see there's a beautiful lady coming on a tiny, tiny donkey, and the husband's walking beside her, and she looks so tired. Have we got room for them?
Oh. You've got it all wrong, silly. That's not the lady. It's another one. She's on a white donkey, and she's wearing a really smart traveling dress.
But that's not the lady I mean.
Listen, Rachel, let your father take care of this. When these ladies come, he'll find room for all of them.
You see, Amos, Aunt Salome's right. There's room for them all. There's room.
But listen a moment, Rachel. Tell us about this lady of yours. You say she's big?
She's certainly going to have a baby any minute. Uh-huh. You must help her, Aunt Dinah. Mm. She'll need a midwife, won't she? And if she's a foreigner...
Don't you worry, little one. We'll take care of things, won't we, Salome?
Sure.
We've brought so many children into the world. We'll bring this one in, too.
Yes.
You've got that little corner in the courtyard. We can get it ready, make a little crib. We'll get some straw.
Well, where's your mother?
There we are. Oh, a fine jug of milk our little kid girl produced for us tonight.
Oh, Dinah, Salome, how are you, my dears?
Oh, I've got such a lot to tell you.
Come, I must put this away first. Yes. Now, did I
but
tell
Mom,
you...
But, Mom, there's such a beautiful lady. Yes. Mom! Dad!
I'll take care of you beautiful ladies, Rachel, don't you worry. Just stay and give your mother a hand. There's a good girl. And Amos, you come with me. We've got to take the ox to his old stable, and he won't want to come, you'll see. He's such a stubborn old thing.
Well, as I was saying, these steaks, oh, they're really good. Oh, they're good. No, be quiet. You remember that old dear living in Ain Karin who's always saying she wished she'd had children?
Oh, never start. The wife of Zechariah the priest.
That's right, Elizabeth. Well, she's had a child.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Go on. It's not possible. She's 60 if she's a
day. I tell you, it's true. I delivered the babe myself.
When was it?
Oh, about 3 months ago. It was an extraordinary affair.
Oh, I can well believe it. An old woman. And how did...
Everything went fine. Oh. A beautiful baby boy. John, they've called him.
John?
John?
Never thought. There's no one with that name in the family.
No, I know. I told you it was all very strange. They say that Zechariah had a vision in the temple.
Oh,
and he
goodness.
Lost his tongue. What? Couldn't speak.
Not a word.
Struck dumb he was. Until...
Until what? That
until
time.
The babe was born.
Oh.
And then he made signs for a writing tablet to be brought to him. Oh. And guess what?
He couldn't write either.
Oh, don't be silly. Silly you. No, he wrote on the tablet that the babe was to be called John. And from that moment, he recovered his speech.
No. Not such a good thing, either. Listen, old dear, it's all very interesting, I'm sure, but while you're chatting away, I'm freezing to death. Couldn't we go and warm ourselves at the fire?
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's go and warm up a bit.
Put the gates down.
See you later, love.
Mum?
Yes?
What does it mean?
What?
I mean, this old lady had a baby and the husband was...
Oh, that's enough, I say. Leave me alone, shepherd. Take me to the inn. Just wait till my husband arrives. Who is he? He's the procurator.
Open the door, Rachel, quick.
Yes.
Is this the inn? Oh, my head.
Come in, madam. Here, let me help you. Rachel, run and get a jug of water. And tell your Aunt Salome and Dinah to come. I need their help. We must get a bed ready for this lady in the private courtyard. What a good thing we decided to take the old ox away. Madam, are you feeling better?
Oh, I can't speak. I'm all of a flutter.
Relax, madam. You're in good hands. You've come to the right place.
Oh, I wish I'd never come at all. Why did Caesar get this idea of a census? Oh, I feel so faint.
Oh, there you are, Rachel. Give me the water. There, madam. Salome, Dinah, can you stay with the lady for a bit while I go and prepare a bed for her?
Yeah, you go, dear. We'll take care of the lady.
Sure we will.
Good. Rachel. Do what your aunts tell you.
So what happened to you, my dear? You look as if you've had a rough time.
Yes. It was terrible. I just arrived in this town and was getting off my mount when these travellers came up to me on those dreadful mules.
Oh,
one of these creatures kicked my poor little donkey.
Oh, I can just imagine. It went flying.
Into the mud.
Oh, poor thing.
Just look at me. My new travelling gown.
Oh, pity.
And then I was trying to get up, and what happens next? A shepherd arrives with a lot of smelly sheep and... Oh, it's too much. What an awful place this bed.
There. Now, don't take on so. Here, drink this and let me bathe your forehead. That's better.
What you need is a good rest, and then you...
Go on, Amos. Just think, that old brute never made a murmur. Oh, excuse me, madam.
What old brute?
What happened, Amos?
You should have been there, Rachel. Aunt Zalumi, Aunt Dinah.
What's the excitement?
It's a very strange thing. We were taking the old ox to the stable he used to have. You know, that one just outside the town, the one we don't use anymore. With all these people arriving, the wife said we're going to need the small courtyard. And that's where I'd put the old ox. And just think, that old crosspatch came like a lamb, didn't he, Amos?
Yes, and when we got there...
When we got there...
As soon as we got inside the stable, he went straight to his place.
He seemed glad to be back there. Amos said he was smiling.
Smiling?
It's true, he was. I'm sure he was.
Are you the host? I need a bed for the night. I am King Herod's messenger.
Where's that lady who hurt herself?
Oh, no.
Not the that shepherd again. What's he doing here? Send him away, please.
I brought you a fresh cheese, madam. It'll do you good.
Go away. I don't want your smelly cheeses.
I'm sorry, madam. I was only trying to help.
Will no one listen to me? I want a bed now, immediately.
Oh, come this way, sir. I have just the place for you in the private courtyard.
No, you don't. That's where I'm going. You can put that fellow where you like, but I need to be on my own. Where is your wife? She promised that...
Here I am, madam. Everything is ready. Shall we go?
And what about me? Where shall I go? I'm the king's herald, you know.
Oh, Sir Herald, I will take care of you. There is still one bed left, and it shall be yours. But first, let me offer you a cup of our special wine.
Very well.
Well, children, you'd better have this cheese. Oh, Amos, you going to give me a hand tonight?
Yes, Uncle.
Good. Well, I better be off. Night, all.
Good evening, everyone. Host, would you have room in your inn for myself and my wife? We've come a long way and she's very tired. She really needs somewhere a little secluded.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir, but we're full right up. I've just given the last bed to this gentleman here.
Oh, but Dad, it's the beautiful lady. You must find room for them, please, Dad.
Well, how can I? There's nowhere I can put them. It's all taken.
And if you gave them the stable?
The stable?
The old stable, Dad. There's masses of room there.
That's true, but the old ox is there now. I don't know how they'd feel about...
That's no problem for us. We have our little donkey. They'll keep each other company. But there's one thing. My wife... I don't know if it'll be tonight or the morning, but... We'll need a midwife. Where could I find...
Oh, that's easy. Here are two ladies who have great experience in the field. Zalomi, Dinah.
Delighted, I'm sure.
Our fees are modest.
Pleased to meet you, ladies. I'm a stranger. I don't have a job here. In Nazareth, I work as a carpenter.
Ooh. Nazareth?
Oh, you can make us some chairs. We need some chairs, don't we, Dinah?
Yeah, sure, chairs. Just a job.
Certainly. I'll be very happy to make you chairs. So, thank you, ladies. And I may call you when...
Yes. You call us. We'll be here.
Thank you. And the stable?
Sure. Yes, the stable. Amos, why don't you show the way?
Oh, yes, of course. And me. I'm coming, too. Come on, then.
Don't be long, though. There's a lot to do here.
Let's take the cheese to the lady. It'll be good for her, won't it? With the baby coming and...
Come on, sir. This way, but your wife...
Yes, she's just outside here.
And so I am to be the last to be served. This hoi polloi takes precedence.
I am all yours, Sir Harold. Come, I will show you where I have lodged you. You have been very lucky.
Well, Zalome, what do you say? Shall we go and wait to see this beautiful lady? Or shall we wait till they call us?
Zalome, could you hear me? Why are you standing there at the door? What are you looking at?
Come over here.
What's up? What can you see?
Up there, look. See that light?
Where?
Look.
Oh, up there on the hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is rather bright. I expect the moon's out.
There's no moon tonight, Dinah. Mm. That's not moonlight. There's something strange about it. It's unearthly, almost...
Oh, rubbish.
Tell me, Dinah, isn't that the old stable over there in that direction?
The old stable?
Here.
The beautiful lady?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Come off it, Zalome. You don't...
Oh, no, you can't.
Yes. You come back and sit down. You're tired, that's
no,
what.
No.
Mum, Dad, oh, where are they?
Aunt Zalome, Aunt Dinah, you must come, quick.
Oh, she's so beautiful, the lady...
Listen, aunts.
What is it, children?
The ox. You should have seen the ox.
Well, what did he do?
He greeted her.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
What do you mean he greeted her?
An ox can't greet anyone.
Amos, you explain. What happened exactly?
I was in front with the lantern. Then the gentleman was behind me, and then the lady on her donkey, and then Rachel.
Yes, and I saw everything.
Well, we went into the stable, and there was the ox, tied up in the corner, and...
And when he saw the lady, he tried to get free?
Yes, but he couldn't. He was pulling like mad,
so...
But...
So he greeted her.
Ox?
From where he was.
Yes, he bowed his head to her.
What?
Oh, I know it sounds silly, but he did.
It was as if... As if he knew her already.
And did he bow to the gentleman too?
No, just the lady.
Oh, go on, children. You're just imagining things. Yes.
No, Aunt Dinah, we saw it, didn't we, Amos?
You imagined it, little ones. With the light of a lantern, things look different.
That's the funny thing, Aunt. We hardly used the lantern. It was so bright in the stable. It was like daytime.
Then it was the stable that light was coming from. We saw it, didn't we, Dinah?
I suppose we did.
You're
going to see the lady, Aunt Dinah. Salome, come on.
You think she'll need us soon?
It won't be long. I should think...
Shh. Listen, everybody.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, yes. Amos, don't you hear it?
No. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I hear it now. Singing.
Come outside, all of you. Isn't it beautiful?
Singing, indeed. I don't know what's got into you children tonight.
Come outside, Aunt, and you'll hear it.
The lady. I'm sure it's for the lady. Come on.
Amos, let's go and see.
Yes, I'm coming. Oh, no.
What is it?
Uncle Aaron, the ewe. I must run.
Oh, yes, of course. Wait for me, Aaron. Wait.
Well done. Don't you think we should go and see?
See what? If King Herod sent his court singers to attend the carpenter's wife, who's having a baby...
Oh, Dinah, don't be such an old cynic. Come on, let's get our stuff ready. After all, we promised...
To come when we were called. All right, then. We might as well, I suppose. But don't think I'm going to give this lady any special treatment. Oh. I'll do my job just the way I always have. This baby will be no different from all the others. You'll see.
I wonder.
Well, now, we'll need wood for the fire... Water.
Some fresh
the
straw.
The towels.
If we got some, clothes. Get some of those. Yeah, well. Swaddling clothes.
Oh. I wish Uncle Aaron would come. He told me to bring the sheep over the side, and here they are. All right, your master's coming. Where has he got to? I wish he'd hurry. The ewe is in a bad way. And where's Rachel? I thought she was right behind me. Oh, Uncle!
Ah, there you are, Amos. Good lad. Everything all right?
Yes. I think the ewe...
I'll see to her right away. Coming.
Uncle?
What is it?
Did you hear anything as you were coming along?
Hear anything? Why, what should I have heard?
I thought you could hear singing.
Singing? I can't hear anything. Only the usual song. Anyway, come on. Let's go and have a look at that ewe.
Oh.
Whatever. Who are you?
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord in the city of David. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
Uncle Aaron!
Huh? What?
You heard? You saw?
Sure I did. I saw and heard.
Did you see that light?
Let's go. Let's go now.
Go?
To Bethlehem. To see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
Oh, yes. Oh, but Uncle Aaron, the ewe.
Oh, yes, the ewe. We'll take her with us.
Take her with us? Suppose she gives birth on the way?
Don't you worry. I'll take care of her. I'll go and get her now. You wait there.
Uncle Aaron! Uncle Aaron!
Oh, Amos, where's Uncle Aaron?
He's over there with the sheep.
Phew. I've run all the way. I must tell you about something I saw.
You saw too?
Oh, a great light, and then a whole lot of voices. They were like angels singing glory to God.
We saw them.
What do you mean you saw them?
The angels, the ones you're talking about. They came to tell us of the birth of a Savior in Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem?
The city of David, he said.
Well, Bethlehem is the city of David. And where is the Savior who's been born?
Well, he didn't say exactly where. He said, now, let me think. He said, you will find a baby wrapped up in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. There, that's it.
Oh, then that's who it is. That's who it is.
What do you mean? Who it is?
The beautiful lady. It's our stable, don't you see? That's why the ox bowed to her. Oh, come on. Let's go quickly. Uncle Aaron, come quick.
Oh, now I understand. The ox bowing, the singing, the angels, the light.
Amos, Amos, look. Rachel, look, children, look.
The ewe? She's... Oh, what a beautiful lamb.
Oh, Uncle Aaron. Oh, let me touch... Let me hold it, too.
A perfect creature.
White as snow.
Oh, it's so soft.
An animal without a blemish. I've never seen such a lamb.
Let's take it to him.
Take it to who?
To him. To the baby. To the Savior. Oh, do, let's. Uncle Aaron, please.
But where?
I'll take you, don't worry. Come on, Amos knows, don't you? Let's go now. Oh, I want to see the baby.
That Night in Bethlehem was written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett. And that's all from me, Philippa Hitchin, and from all of us here at the English Programme for today. Join us again at this same time tomorrow if you can, or find us on the internet at www.vaticanradio.org/English. You're listening to Vatican Radio. Laudato Jesus Christus.